opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Perception Management with your host, Keith Rogers, here in beautiful western Montana. Can't tell you the temperature right now as my phone's updating, but it's a nice and sunny, a light breeze, and hope to have a good show today. Phone lines are open, 512-248-8252 or 1-800-313-9443. Today is Sunday, the 30th of May, 2021, and another month has been shot, and God continues to speed up time. This is show number 97. Join us in the chat room at perceptionmanagement.chatandgo.com. I'll get into this morning's show, and I hope all of you are wearing your protective diapers for the constant fears intended to scare the crap out of us. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip 9, please.
To the political class of Denmark, the Danish mainstream media, and their handlers, this is a message from the Danish resistance movement. We are a group of patriotic Danes ranging from police officers, intelligence specialists, military, doctors, and IT experts who've had enough of your lies, deceit, and blatant crimes against the Danish people. We demand that you immediately and permanently pull back all restrictions and laws imposed on the Danish people regarding this coronavirus scam. Since March of 2020, you have displayed arrogance, criminality, and a psychopathic behavior not seen in our recent history. You have destroyed thousands of businesses, jobs, lives, and families with your corona hoax. You have terrorized the people into submission with your fake pandemic, traumatized our children, and robbed the future of our youth. You have blood on your hands, literally. You've caused suffering, pain, and financial ruin of our society. And it's obvious that this is just the beginning of a long-term plan to tear down the very fabric of our country. Your plan is to demolish our current system, to activate your delusional Great Reset, and your anti-human green fascist agenda. But all your lies, involvement, and silent acceptance of the crimes perpetrated against the population will soon be exposed. The Danish people will learn shortly that you are a simple bunch of traitors and criminals, and will no longer see you as a legitimate government of Denmark. You are a disgusting fifth column working in secret with a foreign power elite to dismantle Danish sovereignty. Just like the Nazi collaborators during the occupation, you will pay dearly for your treason. It's a promise, an oath. You will be held personally accountable for every life and every business destroyed during your reign of terror, either inside an independent people's court, or outside like hunted prey. You are terrorists, and will be dealt with accordingly. Should you escape, we will commence a manhunt for each of you. And if needed, we will use reprisal against your closest family members and even distant relatives. We will teach you what pain and suffering means, and tenfold. For a short period of time, we offer immunity to any whistleblower and government official who will help expose the sinister subversion of our democracy. Yes, Your grace period is over. It's time to choose sides before we drop the hammer. The rest of you traders, you are already in decentralized blockchain databases for your collaboration with the international crime cartels and participation in these crimes against humanity. Understand, there will be no mercy for the top gangsters involved in the Corona crime. There will be full-scale retaliation. If the Danish people ever find out what kind of corrupt, lying, mentally ill, deranged perverts, drug heads and pedophiles run our country, they will hunt you down like wild pigs, kill you, and cut you into tiny pieces, and feed you to the chickens. Your father is the devil, and you do exactly what he wants. He has always been a murderer and a liar. There is nothing truthful about him. He speaks on his own, and everything he says is a lie. Not only is he a liar himself, but he is also the father of all lies. This is your final warning. By the way, our experts have been inside most of your smartphones, computers and servers for many months. Your security is pathetic.
If they could find this virus in you at all, and with PCR, if you do it well, you can find almost anything in anybody. It starts making you believe in the sort of Buddhist notion that everything is contained in everything else, right? I mean, because if you can amplify one single molecule up to something that you can really measure, which PCR can do, then there's just very few molecules that you don't have at least one single one of them in your body, okay? So that could be thought of as a misuse of it, just to claim that it's meaningful. PCR is separate from that. It's just a process that's used to make a whole lot of something out of something. That's what
also,
it is. But it's not, it doesn't tell you that you're sick, and it doesn't tell you that the thing you ended up with really was going to hurt you or anything like that. That's what it's not.
It can't tell the difference between virus particles or active live virus. I mean, there's a lot of questions.
Well, that was Kerry Mollis, the inventor of the PCR test, which is what they're using to diagnose everyone. And it's fraud. So, again, let's get into today's show. And I hope you're all wearing your protective stuff here, because we're going to delve deep into this. We're going to start here with my next clip here, which will be clip number one, Mr. Producer. And it's a PhD expert, David Rasnick. He's a former Abbott Labs employee, and he presents no COVID to existence video. So with that, Mr. Producer.
In 1978, I was one of two PhDs hired to set up the chemistry group in the diagnostics division of Abbott Laboratories in North Chicago, Illinois. During my nearly two decades in the pharmaceutical biotech industry, I learned a lot about clinical diagnostics. Cases of cancer, flu, measles, alcoholism, etc., used to be based on clinical symptoms that are consistent and recognized for centuries. However, technology is in the process of destroying the very meaning of disease and how it's diagnosed. Today, I want to talk about how the PCR test is being used to create cases of flu in people without symptoms of disease. Flu. As of January 3, 2020, the China Office of the World Health Organization recorded 44 patients with pneumonia of unknown cause. Next slide, please. Just 4 days later, Fan Wu and colleagues in China claimed they discovered a coronavirus, a type of cold virus, in a 41-year-old man. It wasn't long before that virus was officially declared the cause of those pneumonias. But here's the question. What was so important about those 44 cases in a country that has over a million pneumonias every year? It is common knowledge that pneumonia can be caused by lots of things. Simply being older, medically compromised, or a patient in a hospital puts one at risk of developing pneumonia. Going from a handful of pneumonias to identifying a new virus from a single individual in a matter of days does not even come close to satisfying minimal scientific standards. It is very difficult and time-consuming to prove the existence of a new virus. It's even more difficult to prove that it causes pneumonia or anything else. But it is impossible to do any of that if you don't have authentic virus to begin with. When virologist Charles Kalischer at Colorado State University was asked last May if he knew of even one paper in which SARS-CoV-2 has been isolated and finally purified, His short email answer was, "I know of no such publication. I have kept an eye out for one." Even the U.S. Centers for Disease Control admitted in its December 1, 2020 update that no quantified virus isolates were available to validate the PCR test. That's right. The CDC does not have even a trace of virus to study, and no one else does either. So what's going on? From the beginning, Wu and colleagues made the assumption that the man's symptoms were caused by an infectious agent. When tests were negative for two viruses and a bacterium, they were committed to finding a virus causing his symptoms. They conducted a high-tech dragnet for all the RNA present in the man's lung sample, but at no point did they work with actual infectious agents, including viruses. Nowadays, it's all technology and no biology. Wu and company used an extremely expensive and complicated new method called metatranscriptomics to pluck millions of RNA fragments from a sample taken from the lungs of that sick man. Then, using a different array of very expensive high-tech machines, they determined the specific sequence of building blocks called nucleotides for each and every fragment of RNA in the sample. From the trillions of viruses that inhabit every one of us, including that sick man, a computer algorithm stitched together the nucleotide sequences into a string of RNA characteristic of a family of cold viruses called coronavirus. Within days, China shared the computer-generated RNA sequence with other countries. Once the army of technologists around the world knew what to look for, almost overnight, the Wu sequence was merged with other constructed coronavirus sequences to come up with what is called a consensus sequence, which was eventually christened SARS-CoV-2. Ultimately, this consensus sequence was used to develop PCR tests for a virus that the CDC doesn't have. It is important to understand how the PCR test works, because it is the only thing that keeps the phony coronavirus pandemic going. Next slide, please. In 1983, Kerry Mullis invented PCR, which stands for polymerase chain reaction. In 1993, he got the Nobel Prize for PCR. PCR is like a photocopier that can make billions of copies of a single fragment of DNA. Kerry and I first met through our mutual friend, Peter Duesberg, a professor at the University of California at Berkeley. In 1997, Peter, Kerry, and I were invited to a meeting on AIDS in Colombia, South America. Kerry explained why his truly amazing invention, PCR, cannot detect viruses in people or diagnose infections. Sadly, Kerry Mullis died in August 2019. That's why I'm here today instead of my friend. The genetic sequences of viruses, especially RNA viruses, are very unstable. So unstable, in fact, there is no such thing as an unmutated RNA virus. Viruses are like snowflakes. No two are identical. An international database consortium based in Munich has already cataloged over 400,000 different sequences of SARS-CoV-2. Since SARS-CoV-2 exists only in computers, how does one go about making a PCR test to be used on human samples? It turns out that the most stable sequences of RNA viruses are approximately the same in all members of the viral family, including the family of coronaviruses. The 1% or less of the viral RNA that is amplified by the PCR test is chosen from these relatively stable samples. So at best, the PCR test is targeting a family of RNA viruses and not a specific virus. Before PCR can be done on the RNA of a coronavirus, a process that is error-prone must first convert the RNA into DNA. By their very nature, the short synthetic sequences of DNA used to initiate each cycle of PCR of the PCR test cannot be guaranteed to distinguish between virus and non-virus. This alone makes PCR tests highly suspect. However, these technical limitations were not the reason Kerry opposed the PCR test. He simply could not accept equating a string of RNA or DNA with actual virus. Kerry was not alone. Charles Kalischer, who works with real viruses, has said Just studying genetic sequences is like trying to say whether somebody has bad breath by looking at his fingerprint. When asked, I tell people that using PCR to identify a virus is like conjuring up from a pile of bricks how a building looked before it was demolished. Technologists have a bad habit of reading too much into genetic sequences. In the early days of genomics, researchers were shocked to discover that mice and humans both have virtually the same number of genes, of which 99% are identical. Lisa Stubbs of the Lawrence Livermore National Laboratory said she knows of only a few cases in which no mouse counterpart can be found for a particular human gene, and for the most part, we see essentially a one-to-one correspondence between the genes in the two species. Obviously, what makes a mouse, and a human is not in the genes. The whole is not only more than, but decidedly different from, the sum of its parts. In spite of this obvious fact, many cell biologists and virtually all cancer researchers, diagnostics manufacturers, and drug developers believe they can understand, detect, and control living things one gene at a time. I and many other scientists are outraged by public officials using PCR testing to whip the public into a panic over COVID, with complete disregard for their oaths of office to uphold the Constitution and protect our liberties. Politicians and public health authorities are using meaningless PCR testing results to justify lockdowns, which are destroying lives, liberty, businesses, and society in general. There are two things that keep the phony COVID pandemic going. The first is PCR testing. The second, you may have already guessed, is the endless flood of official propaganda and lies coming from government, departments of public health, and mainstream media. Public discussion, criticism, and debate are not permitted, and in some places considered criminal. I want to stress that the PCR tests do not and cannot detect viruses, which means all PCR test results are meaningless. People should refuse PCR testing. If diagnostic PCR testing was stopped immediately, COVID would vanish into thin air, and the highly dangerous vaccines can be incinerated. I would be honored to strike the match. Thank you very much.
Well, thank you there, Mr. Producer. the sad thing is that as this scam keeps going on, it seems like even Twitter is allowing more and more information to go out, as well as other platforms. I guess those in power realize that they've been exposed for their hoax, and there's nothing they can do about it, and so they're moving forward with their New World Order. And just let the people sit there and bicker with each other, as well as worry about which star is having sex and whatever like that as a further distraction. Dr. Andrew Mauldin, MD, PhD, also said of all vaccines are and have been causing these impaired blood flow damages. And, of course, this is creating a plethora of chronic illnesses, disease, and some instances, death. The injury from vaccinations is additive. Each vaccine further injures. And, of course, when you impair the brain-blood flow by vaccination, you can impair the respiration control center, which results in death. And, of course, he at the time calls it SIDS. And we see how people just basically shut down. I have a video coming up here shortly here, but recently we have Dr. Rand Paul, who grilled Anthony Fauci on the shared level of gain of function. And this is where Dr. Naomi Wolf, a good friend on Twitter, said in this video, which will be coming up, is when in that video we hear about China and its N Company. And this N Company is where Fauci himself now has been exposed to $40 million in taxpayer dollars to this Dr. Barrick of DARPA to use this Dr. Xi, this bat lady, and this bat coronaviruses from the Wuhan lab for this forbidden gain-of-function research. He lied to Congress repeatedly, which is a federal crime. And I don't have time to run that video here, but I will post this link here in the chat room for those that haven't seen it. And we'll go from there. But There's my music, I think. So we'll be right back here. Please stay tuned. You're listening to Perception Management.
I had with you. What I just can't find with someone new. I've tried other loves, but they won't do. All I want is what I have.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, no child left behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Kosher-tified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Kosher-tified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor, the rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Keith Rogers here with Perception Management on RBN here. I wanted to say, Ben Schwann, in that video, by the way, it's available on YouTube. Fauci lied to Congress about gain of function research is the title. I'm surprised they haven't removed it, but He clearly shows where, how, and when U.S. money was sent via Fauci to this Wuhan lab. And so Fauci has been caught with his pants down. And, of course, that means that in this entire scenario here that there's a lot of complicity with what the government has been doing. Anyway, so I'll have a video coming up here next which delve deeper in this, but we'll take a phone call here. Mike in Kentucky. Good morning, Mike.
Hey, I've been missing you on Sunday night.
That's right. Hey, I
used to be on Sunday night.
I caught one of your old shows that you were talking to Sheriff Ralph Lamb about Eustace Millens the other night, and I listened to you for a while talking about about this almost the same exact
history.
Subject. Almost the same subject, though.
On what?
It was almost the same subject what you guys were discussing. It was with Eustace Millens and this the way the Big Pharma works.
Oh. Well, yeah, it's been quite a while ago. I guess everybody that remembers that show, a lot of people have already passed on, probably. It's hard for me to realize sometimes how long I've been trying to bounce around and figure out some of the stuff in the alternative talk radio movement, or whatever you want to call it, Patriot movement that's going on. Alan and the previous show might want to promote you guys a little bit to stay tuned for you, because the last guy that had this time slot, I think, ended up driving a lot of people away, I think, from this time slot.
Think that's because when you start talking about President Trump down in the Antarctica meeting with aliens, that people get a little bit,
I know, and that's one of the things that I was just talking with Alan last night about this, that was one of the things that attracted me to the old Republic Radio, and even originally Alex Jones, is that they did not dive into the Art Bell things we can't really prove, stuff you can't go to the library to look up, the out there, overnight, whatever that radio show was called when it was Art Bell. But I never did listen to him much. I did listen to a lot of shortwave back in the 90s. And
was that midnight?
I was well aware of the techniques of infiltration, and I saw that happen with Take Back
Midnight
Kentucky.
Caravan, wasn't that it?
Huh?
Midnight Caravan?
I don't know. I didn't listen to it enough to remember the name of the show.
Well, he was a ham operator too, and he didn't do much for our hobby, I can tell you that.
Well, and I was just trying to explain to somebody yesterday, I guess you caught the whole rigmarole of trying to shut down analog AM radio last summer.
Yeah.
It seems to me like this is another spoke in the wheel of trying to control out-of-market communication and influence on audiences. They don't want, they don't want anybody to hear communications outside of their region very much.
Well, they're attacking ham radio, too, because we have our own communications, we have our own digital lines, and we can't use encryption, but they have to severely try to bypass our so-called our modes of communication, in which we can bypass the internet, we can send emails, we can do everything,
Yeah, they shut down. They attempted to shut down AM talk radio and or AM radio and analog. And as far as I know, digital AM is not really a viable format. Channel 2 through 6 on digital television is horrible. In the current format, which is not surprising, it has susceptible to all kind of interference from electrical noise and even right up through channel 13. And reflected signal locks it up. I'm looking at a signal right now from my local affiliate that's not even probably 55 miles away, and it's locking up, while I'm watching it. And that format was set up to fail, I think. And so, one of the things that I heard out of market in the 90s was from Richmond, Virginia, RVA, and it's 1150, 1140, I think, AM, and it would often skip into Kentucky, and you could hear stuff that was pertinent to the Commonwealth of Virginia, where they were trying, they were testing stuff out that they're going to roll out across the country. And that was one of these things, they were confiscating and crushing cars that the EPA deemed could never be made compliant. And the Secretary of Transportation there in Virginia was like, we can't do anything about this. It's a federal law. You know, it's outside of our police powers or whatever. And there were a couple of high-profile incidents that caused them to change their policy because they confiscated people's car collections or collectible, you know, historic vehicles and was crushing them. And these people had political clout and caused them to pause that policy. But those laws, as far as I know, have never been overturned.
Yeah. All right, hang on, Mike. We got to break up, but I'll hold you over here. So please stay tuned, everyone.
Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Everybody knows that the dice are loaded. Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed.
Vite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs at Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Welcome back, everyone. You're listening to Perception Management live from Western Montana. Keith Rogers here at the helm. We're currently talking with Mike up there in Kentucky. And Mike, I was going to say, do you remember Bill Cooper? He set up his own radio stations, and as long as they weren't interstate, he didn't even need a license for them in his research. And I think that's wherein lies the problem, is because at nighttime when AM gets longer, it reaches more people. And remember, Bill Cooper was constantly plagued by people jamming his signals and stuff. just to,
I liked Bill Cooper, yes, but and I think he was speaking in some sense to what he had witnessed with his own eyes when it comes to the unidentified aerial phenomenon or whatever.
Yeah,
you know, I did listen to some of his stuff. I could take him in, you know, limited doses, but do I really know what to think of him?
Mike, in defense of Bill Cooper, I'll say this. It's kind of like Noam Chomsky before Noam Chomsky kind of like got on a different wagon. When Bill Cooper would give you a reference, if you would write that reference down and research it, you'd see that he was, you know, what he was saying was true. And it's the same
thing.
That's
what I was going to point out.
Yeah. Noam Chomsky was the same way. And now we have Noam Chomsky who's bit onto this Green Deal and all this crap. We're all going to die, you know. How dare you? You know, from Greta, you know. But, I mean, that I don't know if you caught that show from Australia from that, that was it, news, what's it called? Anyway, it's in Australia where they tore that Greta apart. How these kids today, they sit in classrooms with air conditioning, TVs, cell phones, all this stuff like that. And they talk about the rest of the world poisoning the planet. Well, they're the biggest consumers of everything, you know.
Yeah, we didn't have air conditioning when I was in grade school.
No.
And this was, you know, way up in fact, I think my dad finally put in a wall unit 220 air conditioner about the time I left home in like 1983 or 4. So, you know, somewhere in there in the mid-80s, I don't remember exactly. But no, yeah, documentation is what I was getting at. I mean, the last show, they talked about all these, you know, biosphere takeovers. And I think in a large part, our government's been financially captured by the International Monetary Fund and whoever actually can claim that they control the Federal Reserve syndicate. The documentation on that, I've been working with people that are passed on now, like Gatewood Galbraith and another guy named Norm Davis. And they had all the documentation on the UN man in the biosphere. And after the internet era, you can look a lot of this up. And, of course, you can find that there's people. I think Mr. Kaufman has passed on, and his maps might have been considered a little bit of an exaggeration. But here in Kentucky, they're still trying to do that stuff, both, and it's conservatives that are doing it. Mitch McConnell and Hal Rogers wanted to basically rebrand the rewilding by trying to sell it to everybody in the coal country, which they've, you know, tried to gut the coal industry. At the same time, they're burning more coal than ever around the globe, and coal consumption continues to go up even during the COVID reset. And I don't know how much coal we're exporting out of out there in Montana. What's that called? A Powder River Basin. It's huge. But it's not high-quality coal.
Huh? A lot of trains go past my house full of coal.
Oh, yeah, 2 miles long or a mile and a half.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, forever. Just nothing but coal, and it goes out of sight, out of mind to China. And I confronted Rand Paul about that, and he said, oh, there's definitely a war on coal. And I said, there's no war on that coal. You know, that meanwhile, they would love to divide the country with an eastern wildlife corridor going all the way up into the Native American reservations in Canada, all the way down to, you know, Georgia, with fingers shooting off to divide the different urban areas. There's documentation on all this, and the thing that I would like to mention to look up is something called the Brundtland Report from, like, the 80s, and they issued that, I think, for several years. And you can read about that, how they're going to have to comply with what the International Monetary Fund wants, but to financialize the lands, because they're not going to just throw money at America so the spending spree can continue perpetually. It's got to be backed up by collateral, and that's what's really going on. It's not about environmentalism; it's mostly about financially.
Yeah, Mike, there are various videos on YouTube where you can see city councils meeting and talking about how they were looped into this so-called sustainable development. And if you actually looked at it, what it actually does and how it destroys city after city. And they have been changing one mind at a time. And I think that there's a general resistance which is now forming, and I think it's even growing now. Due to this so-called COVID stuff, you know.
Yeah, I think people that are paying attention are going to, the government's lost tremendous amounts of credibility with this. For people that's paying attention, there's still a huge set, you know, subset or set of society that is, goes right along with whatever the government says. You know, Romans chapter 13, I can't disobey authority. But,
yeah, my sister just said that when she told me, she informed me that my siblings have all gone down and got their Moderna shot. And using that, you have to obey the government. And I says, well, that's weird, because if they try to inscript you into the military or a draft like that, you say no because of what the government's doing. And now you're playing with experimental vaccines and stuff, which aren't even authorized by the FDA, you know. But anyway, I tell you what. Well,
I'll let you go, man. Yeah, you got a lot of material. Here, okay?
Yeah.
So good to hear from you. I'm glad to find you.
Yeah. Best to you there. Okay. All right, so with that, what I was talking earlier here was about Marco Rubio, and I see this genuine now push to blame everything on China, and I knew this was coming, and I've talked to my dear friend Patty about this quite a bit, but it all comes back down to this gain of function and who was funding the entire whole deal there. And then Rubio goes on to then talk about the Swiss, saying that the Swiss actually played with this virus. And I would say that there's your CIA link, plus all the experiments this government has done with their own population, as well as in those in the third world. And yet, constantly, China is being bashed and is the enemy. So with that, Mr. Producer, clip number two.
Thanks, all of you, for being here. I think I'll direct this to Dr. Fauci, but I welcome everybody's answer. I just want to go through so what we do know. We've heard a lot about what we don't know. So here are the things that we do know, okay? So SARS-1, we identified the host animal within 4 months. MERS, I believe we identified the host animal within 9 months. It's now been 15 and a half, 16 months. We've still not seen, and China has not produced any evidence of the host animal that transmitted COVID-19 to a human. We know that China has a history of lab accidents. I think, Dr. Fauci, you answered Senator Graham's question. I think he phrased it as, has there ever been a pandemic that came out of a laboratory? And the answer was no. But we do know of outbreaks that came out of a laboratory. I believe back in 2004, two researchers in Beijing were infected doing research on SARS and led to an outbreak. China has a history of lab accidents. This outbreak happened in a city that happened to be the home, coincidentally, of a lab which we know is involved in extensive research, and what they do is they take this naturally occurring virus and they manipulate it and they change it to make it infectious to humans. We know that they do that there. They've published about it. And it also happened in a city, in a lab, where a Rutgers biosecurity expert raised concerns about its safety, and our diplomats in 2018 were cabling back to Washington expressing concern about the safety. So I take all those facts together, right? SARS, we knew the host in 4 months. MERS, we knew the host in 9. We still don't know the host for COVID, even though, and China's not being transparent about it, even though they have a vested interest in producing the host so they can put all those down. In a lab that we know is involved in changing viruses synthetically so that they become infectious for humans. In a lab that diplomats have told us is unsafe, and a country that had a history of lab leaks. And by the way, in a virus that we know can be synthetically created because the Swiss did it. The Swiss created an exact replica of this virus in the lab for purposes of answering it. All these facts were available to us last May, last April. Why? I'll start with Dr. Fauci. Why did you dismiss the lab leak theory as credible?
I have always said that the high likelihood is that this is a natural occurrence. I didn't dismiss anything. I just said it's a high likelihood that this is a natural occurrence from the environment of an animal reservoir that we have not yet identified. Well, and I still maintain that, but as I just mentioned in response to other questions, that since you don't know 100% about that, because no one knows, including me, 100% what the origin is the reason why we're in favor of further investigation.
Well, given everything I've decided, and if anything I decided is incorrect, I hope it'll be correct that I'm relying, obviously it's not my field of study, so I'm relying on what other experts have published. what is the basis for this what is the basis for the conclusion that it is likelier to have been naturally occurring than a lab accident? I asked a specific question to the Director of National Intelligence, and how I posed it is it not true that it is the assessment that they are equally likely based on our information that we have? So as I outline all of these things here, is she wrong when she answered me yes? And based on everything I've just cited, what is it that we're basing the higher likelihood of naturally occurring? Is it simply because that's all we've ever seen in the past?
Well, we have historical experience that happened with SARS-CoV-1. It happened with MERS. It happened with HIV. It happened with virtually all the influenza pandemics. So the historical basis for pandemics evolving naturally from an animal reservoir is extremely strong. And it's for that reason that we felt that something similar like this has a much higher likelihood. But again, getting back to what I said, and let me repeat so there's no lack of clarity in that, no one knows, not even I, 100% at this point, which is the reason why we are in favor of further investigation.
But going back to precedent, the precedents require them to be similar. The difference between this one and that one is, and as I said, 4 months we knew the host for SARS, 9 months we knew the host for MERS. China has all the incentive in the world to produce this host and hasn't done so. And then you add up all these other things. I mean, is it just a coincidence that happened in the city that's doing this kind of research. Which, by the way, is controversial. I know you and others have been supportive of it, but it's controversial. It's not widely accepted as good. My whole point is there are people out there who had Facebook posts taken down, were called kooks, conspiracy theorists, for saying publicly a year ago what we now say may be possible. And I think those people deserve an apology at a minimum. Thank you.
Well, that's good. Thank you. You know what's weird about that is the pure doublespeak. Again, pointing only at China. Well, let's go back. July 2019, an unknown respiratory illness outbreak happened in Virginia. U.S. patient symptoms included fever, cough, body aches, wheezing, and general weakness, according to ABC News. These disease sickened dozens of residents and killed at least two people at Green Spring Retirement Community in Springfield. Yes, China has an issue with people being sick around their labs. In April 22nd of 2020, an article came out where it says the feds were buying cats from wet markets in China, and that's off WashingtonTimes.com. U.S. government medical researchers paid to buy and slaughter kittens from some kinds of Chinese wet markets that are now blamed for spreading the novel coronavirus. Again, never look at your own home back door. It's always got to be point to someone else, because you're now trying to remove all the suspicion that you may have been involved in all this. Of course, the amount of bribery today to get people to take this so-called gene editing alleged vaccine that's not approved by the FDA and is listed as an experimental vaccine, the bribe of college tuitions, 12 months of free airline travel, lotteries, free donuts, hamburgers, gift cards, as well as businesses trying to demand that people get a vaccination, shows that this is more than an involvement from China, but rather your own government, who are, through their coercion, trying to get this alleged vaccine into the arms of everyone. I should also add, down in Florida now, that if you wanted to go to a certain game there, the tickets are $900 and some, but if you're vaccinated, it's only $18. You remember, under the Nuremberg Code, any coercion towards experimental use of any type of treatment is illegal. With that there, I have one short clip here. Mr. Producer, clip number 3.
Well, it looks like Mr. Commander-in-Chief, is not the only person that can change rules. OSHA decided to change a couple of rules of their own. Oh, this is going to be interesting. So this week, OSHA decided that if you're going to make being vaccinated a condition of employment, then the company is going to be held liable for any adverse reaction. Meaning an adverse reaction is going to be labeled as a work-related event. A lot of big companies don't like this, and they're starting to backpedal. They're saying that if they had known OSHA was going to do this, then they wouldn't have made it a condition of employment. They're actually now trying to fight it, but here's the thing. Isn't that going to destroy some form of vaccine confidence if you're going to try to fight this? Because the vaccine is safe, right? And if the vaccine is safe, then you have nothing to worry about, and you're not going to really have to pay anything out. So why are you trying to backpedal? It just sounds like you don't want to be held liable for forcing people to do something that they may or may not have wanted to do. But really what it sounds like is you don't want to end up footing the bill for a vaccine that's experimental and may go wrong.
So the vaccine makers have all their indemnity from liability, but now we get back to the corporations that are having to hire people. And who told them that they have to make sure that their employees are vaccinated? Do you see the collusion here from above there too? So with that, I'm going to delve in more about the so-called virus and everything like that. I have a break coming up here, so I have to stall here a minute there. But we're going to move on to over to the UK. And this is important now because, remember, with the lockdowns came all this massive air travel lockdown where you weren't allowed to go from country to country. And if you did, you had to wear a mask. You were screened at the airports. You did PCR tests, all this stuff. So with that, we'll be right back. Stay tuned. You're listening to Perception Management.
Money talks, but it don't sing and dance, and it don't walk.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets. Even with a growing audience every day, RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
I had with you.
Welcome back, everyone. You know, there's consequences for riding along with people, and I can't help but think now of looking at the arrests made over in the Seattle area, the Black Lives Matter group, used by those in government, where the State Department even issues remarks about them, I'll just say. The Al-Qaeda, Al-Nusra, how the CIA uses these groups, and then they turn them against each other. It reminds me of an old joke I gotta clean up here, but it's about a trucker who picks up this long-haired hippie, and he travels for about 50 miles, and finally the hippie says, "Well, aren't you going to ask me?" And the trucker says, "Ask you what?" And he says, "Whether I'm a girl or a boy." And the trucker says, "Doesn't matter, I'm going to screw you anyway." But that's how it works. Dan in Washington, good morning.
Speak of the devil, huh? I'm a permanent truck driver out here.
Got your ears on there, driver?
And more.
You headed up to Jacob Up City?
Right. Well, Noam Chomsky is kind of a gatekeeper. I think he was used to spread the notion that the Iraq war was for oil. So he kind of spread that term, war for oil. But right. He didn't talk much about Zionist control right. or the Zionist plan around that. And he certainly never talks about their control over, say, the Federal Reserve or the media is in the group control of his group, you know, but he wants to talk about the Southerners, you know, a guy in a Confederate hat or the pickup truck is kind of, he's the evil enemy, kind of, you know.
Well, yeah, anything to divide the people and to distract them.
Yep, and you know, get it away from the actual truth of it. And
matter
of fact,
Dan, what is it, Dan, while you're talking about that, Netanyahu was recently depicted there in his war room as they're bombing Gaza, and on the back wall it shows a picture of the Greater Israel, which is circled. That's what this whole thing's about.
Yeah, and Norm, he doesn't talk about that. And the lady, I forgot her.
You broke up a bit, yeah.
Oh, Democracy Now! On NPR.
Amy Goodman used to be a damn good reporter.
Yeah, Amy Goodman.
Yeah.
Yeah, she'll be critical of Zionism, but she'll demonize anybody that talks about, like, say, David Duke, who talks about control of media and the Federal Reserve. She doesn't talk about that. It's just she right. blames the white guy for everything, you know? And I'm starting to see Alex Jones in a similar way. He's kind of obfuscating or deflecting, you know, and Trump, I think, is harmful in that way, too.
Yeah, Dan, there's a good video on BitChute from that Brandon O'Connell. Looks like he's back, but he says, is Alex Jones on meth? Really good video there, but I got a break of it up here. If you want to hang on, we'll hold you over.
Yeah, I'll hang on. Yep.
All right, we'll be right back. Stay tuned, everyone.
Everybody rolls with their fingers crossed. Everybody knows the war is over. Everybody knows the good guys lost. Everybody knows the fight was fixed. The poor stay poor. The rich get rich. That's how it goes. Everybody knows. Everybody knows that the boat is leaking. Everybody knows the captain lied. Everybody got this broken feeling like their father.
Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here's a testimonial from Amazon.com. I am only 40, but I have put my body through hell working in manufacturing for 20 years. I recently started to notice a buzzing feeling along with a stuttering sensation with my heart. I had a full cardio stress done, which I passed. I decided to try Extendivite after getting the jingle stuck in my head.
Halfway through the bottle, I really did notice a difference. After getting home from work, I would just sit in a chair for a few hours feeling like crap, and this stuff reduced that feeling along with heart discomfort to almost nothing. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.